wait to see what he looks like.
No, he's going to be blonde.
No. Well.
You and Kaylee are both blonde.
I know.
Blonde hair,
but
blue eyes.
What I can't wait for is to actually look him in the eyes. That's what I'm excited for. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty surreal moment. It really is.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. And then, like, for Kaylee, oh my gosh, when she gets to hold him for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Because she's been, she can almost see him in
a
way.
Oh, yeah. Because, I bet she's had dreams about him.
Because, like, she knows when he moves, obviously, because mm-hmm. she could feel it. But when he moves, she almost can see it because of, like, the little body that's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've had two.
So, yeah.
But what's so cool with going through this with Colin, what we found out is that, like, the mom has this instant connection. Like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
instant. We carried this baby for nine and a month and 2 weeks.
Yeah. Sometimes people do it for shorter times.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine was late in the induction. And
yeah.
Just, and then, yes, the dad feels the connection, but really the dad's connection hits, like, right at that eyes.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, it's, like, such... I mean, some dads, it takes them a while, but usually...
You just feel this feeling,
oh, yeah.
like...
When the mom hits... It's really hard for the woman to understand until
mm-hmm.
they see it, but because we're like, oh, no, we have the connection, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're like, why don't you? But it's definitely...
Here's the thing. When it... During the pregnancy, the woman, she's picturing the baby as... A baby, and,
mm-hmm.
well, but the man, the father, he's picturing him at 3-5 years old,
mm-hmm.
because that's like in our minds, like that's what we're picturing us with them in the yard doing stuff at 3-5 years old, got you know, teaching them, guiding them,
taking after you,
yeah,
all that stuff,
yeah, and they're imitating you.
You're seeing a little mini you.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I realized that I was like, I was picturing my son not as a baby, but as a 3-5-year-old,
mm-hmm.
even a 7-year-old I was picturing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, that also comes back to, again, I mean, for the first year or so of the baby's life, they're attached to the mom.
Yeah.
They're like, they're breastfeeding, they're constant. I mean, yes, the dad helps, but it's definitely mama time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as they get older, that's when the dad's role really comes into play.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's probably why men picture it that way, though.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm excited.
Well, hell yeah.
A little nervous, for sure.
What are you...
I don't know. That was weird. I don't know why it cut out like that, but it did. Huh. You hear scratching?
Yeah.
Was that on the door?
Oh, actually. What the fuck?
Come on, Ginger.
Oh, God. It's a dog.
No, but, shoot. What was I saying? Forget interrupted by you, Ginger.
We were talking about children.
Yeah.
And you see them growing up.
Yeah.
And women see them as babies.
Yep.
And then we went off to something else, and I don't
Me neither.
Oh, and then we got on to the jump in this thing. That's what stopped us.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually stopped recording when it did that, too. I don't know. I was watching it, the monitor, and it stopped recording. That was odd.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, I was rocking this. Maybe I hit something.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Interesting. I'm still working out the kinks. This is literally probably the third episode I've done with these.
Mm-hmm. You're nice.
My last episode. Thanks. My last episode, it was about milk and cookies.
Milk and cookies?
And I got on the topic of milk and cookies because I was in here, stone, just eating milk
well,
and
yeah.
cookies. And I was like, fuck it. I'm going to make a podcast about milk and cookies. And I got into it, right? And I'm talking about it, and then... And then the breast milk came up because I was talking about this girl. I was like, you know, it's real country or some shit like that. I was like, I don't know if you guys seen this, but there's a video of this girl And she's holding an Oreo cookie underneath a milk tea at like 4 a.m. And then she's eating milk and cookies that way. I'm like, that's so country right there. Like,
it doesn't get. Sounds like a country song.
You know, and then I started talking about that, and then I got into like breast milk, and I was like, oh, and best believe I'm trying that breast milk.
You've had breast milk.
I've had, yeah, I talked about your breast milk.
And I was like, spoiled.
Yeah, yeah. I talked about that. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, right? Yeah, and I bet those fuckers are like, yeah, Brad, that ain't true. Look, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely. Took it out of the fridge. He had some.
It was literally on the counter.
I'm looking at you. No, it wasn't. You took it out of the fridge.
Yeah.
You took it out of the fridge because I was like, oh, you should try it. And everyone's like, oh, gross. And you're like, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And you go over there, and I'm, because there had that little weird break in the wall thing, so uh-huh. I could see you.
Yeah.
And you look at me, and you take a nice swig, and then you can just see that you're trying to be polite. That you're just like, oh, shit, this is her breast milk. It's probably not. Be grossed out about it,
yeah.
And all of a sudden you couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah,
and you're like, then you spit it out. And you're like, oh my god, this is horrible. And then I think I tried. I'm like, oh yeah, that's bad. That's bad. That's spoiled.
Yeah, yeah, it was bad.
You yeah. might have always looked it over. Try your milk, guys, because that can't happen in the fridge.
Yeah, good to know actually.
Or date them.
Yeah,
always date them so you know. But still, they can go bad beforehand.
Do you freeze yours?
Dude, so with Evelyn, I only breastfed to like 4 months because she needed too much and I couldn't produce it because
mm-hmm.
she was NICU, you know, all that crazy stuff. And then, so I didn't freeze anything at that point. And then with Lainey, I breastfed to 14 months.
Yeah.
Just because I was like, fuck, I can only do 4 months. I'm going to go over and beyond pretty much. And I mean, it was awesome.
You're producing for 14 months?
14 months. You could. There's people that do, like, their 2-4-year-olds. It's, I think that's a little funny. But
yeah, that's
all
great.
The power to
14 months? That's, like, that's good.
Mm-hmm. That was honestly a little farther than what I wanted to, because they have teeth at that point.
Yeah.
Just, they become very, very attached.
How does that feel with the teeth?
They try to, like, bite it a couple times, and you flick them. Yeah, you say, stop it. And it only takes a couple times.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're going to be, Kaylee's going to be, like, breastfeeding. And all of a sudden, you're just going to see her.
Well, she was telling me, whenever they were mouthing off to their parents, they would get flicked in the mouth, but right here. Like, they'll be mid-talking, and then, boom, they'd flick them right in the like that.
Did you just do that to yourself?
Yeah, that hurt.
Yeah. You did it twice.
Yeah.
At least you know how she feels.
Yeah. But she was like, yeah, it shut you up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My parents did the, if you swore. I only got the soap and mouth once.
I've gotten that by my mom.
Did she? Okay, there's two different ways. Well, there's probably more. But there's two different ways, and one's worse. Either just putting the soap in or scraping the soap at the
like
top
a cheese grater?
Of the mouth. Yeah. And the thing is.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got it in the teeth.
Yeah.
No, right there? No. Back and forth.
My mom put it. Was it my mom? Yeah. I must have said something horrible to her because she does not.
I did.
Yeah. So she sticked the soap in and then like, so it's all
and,
like that.
And yeah.
And then she says, don't close your mouth.
So it like it scrapes it off,
yeah,
and then you shut your mouth, and then it's sitting on the top of your tongue.
And you don't try to touch it with your tongue because you're like, oh my gosh, you can't just spit it out, and you have to sit there for a little bit.
Yeah.
By the way, my mom's an amazing person, and I love her. And
oh yeah, of course. Look, my mom did the same thing, you know, but she, I'm pretty sure I called her a bitch. There's two things I either said to her. Either one, I called her a bitch, or two, I said fuck you. One of the two. And she said, what? Okay. And then she grabbed the lava soap. And then she said, smile. I was like, what? She said, smile. And then like a cheese grater. Just and then she had me close my mouth. And that was it.
At least your teeth were really clean.
Yeah. Squeaky.
Squeaky.
Oh, yeah.
All up in there.
Yeah. So.
My dog or my child?
Same thing. Right?
My little monsters. Yep, I love those things. podcast.
I'm gonna get a cough.
Hey, what time is it? When are we going?
When are we going kayaking?
Yeah.
We're gonna go kayaking. We can go right now.
Let's do it.
All right, let's go.